In 2011, a study conducted by Wikipedia found that less than 10% of its contributors were women. And it shows up in the posts. Often you'll find that women aren't artists, they're female artists. Or they're defined by their relationships. When you search Lee Krasner, one of the first things you learn about her is that she was married to Jackson Pollock, not that she was a famous artist herself. Art and Feminism founder Sean Evans from New York is trying to change this.
What we want to do is train women how to get involved and how to edit articles and how to feel comfortable doing so. So it's partially about empowerment as well.
In the first edit-a-thon last year, about 100 new pages were created and another 90 were updated. The library at the University of the Arts will host Philly's four-hour edit-a-thon. Librarian Sarah McDonald says it's a concrete way to promote and increase the presence of women in the arts.
It's a real issue, and it can be hard to see, but, you know, that genderization of language ultimately diminishes whatever information is in there.
McDonald says it helps to come with an artist in mind, though it doesn't have to be local, and your own computer. The session starts with an hour-long course of editing basics, so beginners are welcome. For WHYY News, I'm Steve Trader.